Hi, Busy. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. How you doing?
Well, what's it feel like doing this late night show? It's different. It's a different format. I mean, you're drinking wine and having hors d'oeuvres. What's with that?
Well, I mean, it's a late night show. We like to ask our guests if there's any kind of like late night snack or drink that they like to have when they're winding down at the end of the day. And then we kind of just provide that for them. And then I also have a tendency to partake with them. I don't want anyone to like have their snack alone. But yeah, there's been wine. I mean, some people, it's funny, people have different requests. Some people it's like a martini or, like a real drink. Some people it's a soda, or some people like sparkling water. And it's just kind of like a fun icebreaker sort of.
Hey, Busy, what was the first show you ever did?
My first show was Freaks and Geeks. I was like 19 years old when I did the pilot for Freaks and Geeks.
Oh my gosh.
I know, crazy. And then and that show was incredible, and still to this day people find it and love it and come up to me on the street about it. And then after that I went to Dawson's Creek, where I met
Dawson's Creek, right.
Michelle Williams. And was on that show for the college years, the last 2 years of the show. I've been so lucky. I've been working obviously since I was 19 years old, and that was a long time ago, Gary, and I'm
Wow.
still here.
Everybody's doing reunion shows. Is that
Sure.
next for Dawson's Creek? Would you be a part of that? Maybe you'd just be producing it and make it happen.
I mean, I'll do anything, I'm here to support. No, I think it would be great, and I think it would be so fun to see, and I think people want it. I was just talking to someone about this. I think it's time for a Cougar Town reunion.
Oh, yeah.
I really miss Cougar Town. I've been missing it more recently, but so yeah, I'm down for anything.
You really had some great reviews from Cougar Town.
Oh yeah, no, it was the most fun. It was such a great show, and yeah, we definitely had the best time, and I had in particular, I had a great time on that show. Feel very lucky on about all the projects that I've been involved in, and now I love doing this talk show. I love doing Busy This Week.
I got a big kick out of watching your show the other night and watching you hawking items on QVC in your studio. That was hilarious. I mean, is that pre-planned to kind of go, oh yeah, by the way, and we have this.
That was kind of a thing that when we first went to QVC and they were launching the streaming service and we were going to do the late night show for them, I said, like, we're happy to do however much selling you want us to. We can see, and they were like, well, just feel it out. You can do whatever you want to do. And the
Wow.
clothing became kind of the thing that we felt like made the most sense, just because
Got
that's
it.
what we're wearing, and it feels like I could always be wearing something. There's so many incredible brands and people that have lines and that sell on QVC that I could easily
Yeah.
find
Hey, how did you
someone
score
to be
Letterman?
doing.
I mean, that would be a different interview for me. I would assume for you to be interviewing a guy who owned late night for so long.
Oh yeah, one of the best interviewers of all time, for sure. My producer, Casey St. Ange, actually her first job out of college was as one of Letterman's assistant back in the day. And she's an incredible writer and producer, and has worked really for everyone in the talk show and late night space. Yeah, and Dave very kindly was like, well, when you have he had said that he wanted to do Busy Tonight when we had that show back in 18, 2019. And then we didn't get a chance to get him on there before the show was over. So he was like, when you have your next show, I want to come do it. And he really made good on it. So
Well, I think
that
that
was great.
says a lot about you that he'd be willing to. I don't think he does that for everybody.
I don't think he does that for everybody either. I think it says a lot about me. It says a lot about Casey, and I think it says a lot about him. He's a man of his word. So that was a real delight and a fun day. And we just, it was great to interview. Yeah, one of the greatest of all time.
You tape all these, right? You're not going to do them live ever?
No, they're taped. Yeah.
I would imagine that's probably, there's a little bit of comfort in that, because I can't imagine I'd do a screw up if I was interviewing a David Letterman. I'd have to, can we cut and start all over? Do you get to do that?
Oh, I think, yeah, there is a lot of pressure when you do a live show. I mean, we on Busy Tonight, the previous late night talk show that I had, we did a couple of live shows. I mean, I think they're fun. They were, you know, it was always like a great time, but, and it goes so fast. You just are like, it's just crazy. But I think it's good to be able to have the opportunity to edit.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Have a great one.
It's been my pleasure. Bye.